Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center San Diego. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Lord, I love you on today. I just continue to thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy. Lord, I thank you for the gift of salvation. I thank you for the gift of life, Lord Jesus. And I just thank you, Lord, that you continue to watch over us and continuing to bless us. And we love you in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to go back to the book of John, John chapter 13, and we're going to reread verse 5 to continue in our lesson today. Verse 5 says, "After that he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with a towel wherewith he was girded. Then cometh he to Simon Peter, and Peter saith unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet?" Verse 7. "Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter said unto him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me." Now, you know what comes to mind when I look at these scriptures is the word humility. Humility. To have a modest view of oneself is keeping yourself in the proper perspective, not thinking more highly of yourself than you ought to. And so Jesus, knowing, because it's said in verse 3, Jesus knowing that the Father had given all things unto his hands, and that he was come from God and was going back to God. He knew who he was, but he still was humble. And so sometimes I think we mistake meekness and humility for weakness. We see people that don't respond in like manner to someone telling them off or cutting them off on the road or doing bad things to them. "Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will repay." God will repay. But Jesus here was being so humble, and he says something key to Peter, because Peter is saying, "Will you wash my feet?" And Jesus is saying, you know, "If I wash not your feet, you have no part with me." He was teaching something. He was teaching humility and love and lowering yourself in order to serve someone else. The word serve or servant gives, gets a bad rap. You know, we look at even certain jobs like they're just too lowly. They're like as if they have no honor. It is an honor to serve another individual. It's an honor to lower yourself and think of someone else before you. It is an honor to sacrifice for someone else. There's so many people that have sacrificed before we even came into existence. Our parents sacrificed for us. Their parents, there's people that stood for righteousness, stood for justice, and lost their lives because of it, Jesus included. And so we can have life, life more abundantly. That's how laws and things have come into play, because things have taken place where people was willing to lay down their life for a cause, and this is Christ. He was willing to lay down his life. He submitted unto death. And we're going to get to the crucifixion in later chapters, but he submitted unto death. And so he's showing Peter, and he's saying to Peter in verse 7, "What I do thou knowest not now." You don't understand it now, but you will hereafter. It's not about all this power, this outward power and authority, so people can say something about us. It's about inward strength. That strength that causes you. I just came from Bible study, and our bishop was talking about patience. It's that strength, that inward strength, to give you patience. To give you patience, to wait. To not get your own way. And so Jesus was washing the disciples' feet. He humbled himself and he got down on his knees. and washed the feet of the disciples. And he was Lord. He was teacher. He was master. He was savior. So what does that say to us? We have to have a heart that is a servant's heart. You know, in the corporate world, they talk a lot about servant leadership, and frankly, they don't probably talk enough about it. There's books written on it, and I've read some, and talks about servant leadership, and actually, Ken Blanchard wrote a book, Lead Like Jesus, and it has some great things in there about the heart, hands, and habits, and things that you should exemplify, and you should humble yourself and have the right perspective and the right mindset in order to serve. It's not just about making money or being in charge and you've got X amount of employees, and it's about serving. The big picture. And Jesus understood the big picture, and he was constantly demonstrating life of how we ought to live. You know, he is our example of how we go about living, which means that a lot of times we won't get recognition. We won't even get noticed. And that's got to be okay. It's got to be okay that we don't get noticed by man, or we don't get doted on, or we don't get pulled into the inner circle where we become one of the elite crowd. Are we serving? Are we exemplifying the life of Christ? Are we servants of God? That's what matters. And this is what Jesus was showing Peter here. And he says, if I wash not your feet, you don't have any part with me. Verse 9, Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. So he's saying, Lord, if you're saying that you have to wash my feet in order for me to be part of you, then don't only wash my feet, wash my hands and my head. And that sounds very symbolic to me. Wash my feet where I go. Wash my hands what I do. Wash my mind what I think and how I think. Cleanse me all over. And we thank God for the cleansing of the blood. Verse 10, Jesus saith to him, he that is washed or bathed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit. And ye are clean, but not all. So he's saying that, you know, if you're bathed, if I'm washing your feet, you're clean. But not everyone here is clean. Not all of you are clean. Verse 11, for he knew who should betray him. Therefore, he said, ye are not all clean. Because Judas was there. Judas was there. So everybody was not clean. And, you know, in my just mind, I think, how could a person walk with Jesus, see the miracles, be under his teaching, was there in the inner circle, right there the whole time, and still get it in his mind to be the betrayer, to betray Jesus for money? You think about that. As we're in our circles, what causes us to do some of the things we do, knowing better? Join me on tomorrow on The Word in Me. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.